AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least one person is dead in an explosion that has heavily damaged the Italian consulate in Cairo. AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Egypt's capital.
Authorities have not yet announced the cause of the blast or confirmed whether or not this can be considered a terrorist incident.
Authorities say they don't know yet if that explosion was caused by a bomb. No one was hurt inside the building. The Italian embassy says that no one was inside that building at the time of the explosion. Hershey says visitors to its Pennsylvania hotels, amusement parks, and other venues might have been exposed to a data breach. Our Jackie Quinn explains what happened.
It's the latest attempt by...
And once again, we do have a little problem with the audio on that one. Greece's negotiators are headed to Brussels, armed with their reform proposals and parliamentary backing to seek a third bailout. The austerity measures Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is proposing are so far from his radical leftist party that he suffered severe dissent during a late-night parliamentary debate that ended about 3:30 Saturday morning Athens time. A typhoon with wind gusts of up to 125 miles per hour is headed toward China's southeastern coast. Officials say some 865,000 people have been evacuated from coastal areas of that province. China's National Weather Service says Typhoon Chanhom is expected to hit land Saturday afternoon south of Shanghai. It says that typhoon might be the most powerful one to hit China since the communist government took power in China back in 1949. This is AP Radio News. Some Paraguayans are complaining that the driver of the Popemobile had a heavy foot. Comments circulating on social media that the Popemobile went too fast, leaving Paraguayans who had waited for hours on streets in Asuncion to see the Pope only to catch a fleeting glimpse of the pontiff as he sped by. The Vatican says it did not want a repeat of the delays seen in Ecuador as well as in Bolivia, and that the airport in the city was a greater distance from the presidential palace than in other cities in South America. Cast and filmmakers of Star Wars The Force Awakens have debuted a new behind-the-scenes reel and teased some new information at Comic-Con. Harrison Ford made his first public appearance since his plane crash back in March, assuring the audience that he is fine. On the film, Ford talks some 30 years after the original. This should have felt ridiculous, but he says the script was well-written. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.